I'm Victoria Kapeskis, and I do not believe in a lot of faiths or religions myself. I grew up in a household with three other family members. When I was growing up, I was never pushed into believing in any higher power. As I started to grow up in my elementary years, I found out that there was some type of God everyone was talking about. Okay, I thought, I'll believe in whatever this God is, and then maybe, hopefully, I can fit in. I never had any true friends, and I only had one true friend, but she never ever went to my school. While growing up, I had no friends, so I had to try to fit in. Because I wasn't very educated in my religion side of me, I still didn't really understand what this God did to other kids at my school. Soon, one day, my parents started talking to my brother and me about religion. I remember talking about and that to them that I believed in God as my friends did in school. So as I grew up further into my life, I went through middle school. I met one of my closest friends, Maggie. Thanks to her, we are now super close and the best thing that could happen in my life as a friend. I asked her just a few weeks ago what she believed in. I asked for her permission to put this into my speech. She said, "I truly don't believe in anything personally. I haven't made much thought of it." After she told me that, I understood that I can start to open up myself to the religions and the world. I didn't even know what is it like to get out of the train of thought of a God. My mother and father started talking about starting to go to church. I had no idea that she meant like Unitarian Universalist. Just because I believed in the God that everyone else did doesn't mean I didn't go to church. In fact, I disliked going to churches. I don't hate the people, but I tend to question many about why they went. And do you believe in everything was made from this higher power? One day on a Sunday morning, I was awakened by my mother saying, "Let's go to church." So we wake up my brother and me and head to the car. For 3 weeks every Sunday, we tried so many different UU churches around the area. Soon we came upon UMN, Unitarian Universalist Church of Metro Atlanta North. My mother and I really enjoyed it, and soon enough we started coming. I was a little nervous starting the youth group of coming of age. I didn't know anyone, and I didn't know what to say or talk about. I felt awkward and misplaced at first. After a year went by, I started to talk more during group talks and religion talks. I learned that not everyone believed in what others believed in. Soon enough, I became to realize maybe if I told people what I believed, I wouldn't be so judged. 2 years of going through the coming of age program, it was my turn with Rafi Shanahan to go do our wilderness retreat. Rafi and I looked at each other one more time before separating for 4 hours alone in the wild. When I was being sent off into the world to look for my faith. I started to walk off and find a small branch to sit on. I looked around, noticed that the path of the walkers was super close, so I looked around and started to head somewhere else. I found an indent of a dried creek and decided to adventure down a bit. I found the indent just a few ways down, I could see a log that fell over and not so surrounded with ivy and plants. So for the last time, I got up and walked to the log and I decided to settle down. If you asked me if I believed in a God, I would say, yes, of course. Only myself would think, I'm lying to myself. How could I? But I guess I'm being considered cool. As for now, after going through coming of age, I learned it's okay to think about religion and my faith differently than others. At first, I thought my mentors, that they were crazy. I thought to myself that if I didn't believe in what others believe in, I couldn't fit in. But I was wrong. My mentors here in UMN helped me break the way by telling me that not everyone believes in a higher power. Some people don't even believe in it. I started to take in the information to start opening myself to other religions and faith standpoints. After some time now, if you asked me if I believed in a God, I would tell you no. I don't believe in any higher power. I would tell you that I considered myself at the moment an atheist, but what I Being what I am right now doesn't make me a bad person. Instead of being ashamed, I am proud to be able to open myself up to religions and beliefs. Now or sometime of thinking, what if I don't believe in this later in life? My mentors told me that our beliefs are going to change the way we see in life. As we grow, we will be able to take in more information and branch off into new communities. So as I grow, I will try to notice other religions and learn their ways. As a UU, we should always be open to other groups with welcome hands. Now I realized that my friend group at school, I thought we shared the same beliefs about God, but I was wrong. We all think about faith and religion in different ways, and that's okay. I'm Victoria Kapeskis, and I'm gladly stand proudly with the rest of my congregation to make our world, my world, a better place for all. Also, I want to thank all my helpful mentors for helping me with my classes every Sunday. Thank you for organizing our fun trips and hangouts on Friday nights. And thanks to all of you in the building letting me finally come of age. Thank you.